Hello and welcome to day two of our 30 days of fear busting. I am out in my territory and just about to make another call. And I wanted to share with you what it is that I'm currently going through with regard to this call, because it is another call that's way out of my comfort zone. I'm about to call on an accountant, and the story that I have about this accountant is when I was working actually for a different payroll company, I used to call on him and never got any business from him, ever. And so my story is that, you know, why should I call on him now that I'm with a different company, when I never got business from him in the past? So it's a really difficult story for me to overcome. I'm finding that my gremlin actually started spinning his story when I was on my way, and I was coming out, because I'm actually out of town, I was driving out here to deliver some other payrolls to other clients out here, and then as soon as I started to think about making this call, my gremlin started triggering the story that, hey, you've got a lot of payrolls to deliver, probably not the best time to stop by and see this accountant, you've got a lot of other things to do. So it's funny how, you know, we can always come up with a way to put off what it is that makes us uncomfortable. What I want to share with you is a concept about fear, and I know this whole program is about breaking through your fear and getting over those things that are holding you back. Well, what I want to say is that the actual only way to completely get over the fear of doing something is to do it. And I know that might disappoint some of you. Some of you might be waiting for this, you know, silver bullet that's going to take away our fear. But the only way to actually get rid of fear of doing something is to actually do it. And I know that from experience. And I know that if I really want to get over my fear of calling on this particular person, I have to call. I have to go in. That's just the only way to do it. And this fear, you know, it makes me uncomfortable. It makes me frustrated. It makes me a little bit irritable. And I don't want to be carrying those feelings around. So making this call really just to get rid of that fear is my ultimate goal. But what would it do for your business if in this 30-day program you picked that item that you are most fearful of and you just inundated yourself for 30 days? If it's warm chattering that scares you the most, what if you warm chattered 5 people per day for 30 days? You know what? That fear would be completely gone, completely eliminated. It would be done. And how much would that impact your business? What if your fear is making follow-up calls or making introductory calls or, you know, that type of activity? What if you inundated yourself in that for this 30-day period? When the 30 days is up, that fear will be gone. Imagine what that will do for your business. One of the things that I do when I'm out here is I have 2 questions that I consistently ask myself when I'm trying to push through my fear. And I want to share those questions with you so that you can use them for yourself. The first question I always ask is, what's the reward for not taking action? I'm going to say that again. What's the reward for not taking action? And some of you might be thinking, what do you mean, what's the reward for not taking action? There really is no reward for not taking action. But if you really think about it, there really is. And the reward for me for not taking action is that I get to stay in my comfort zone. I get to stay in this little cocoon that I've built for myself, and I don't have to step out and put myself at risk of rejection. So that's the reward. So that's question one. What's the reward for not taking action? Question two is, what's the potential cost for not taking action? What's the potential cost for not taking action? And when I answer that question, the potential cost of inaction is extremely expensive. When you think about it, what's the lifetime value of a client for you? What's the lifetime value of a future Mary Kay director or director in your particular direct sales organization? It's thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars. And how many people are we missing right now in our business because we're not making these calls? There's people out there that are actually waiting for your calls, and you may not be calling them because of your fear. So ask yourself those 2 questions, because I think you'll find that the cost of not taking action is very significant. And the reward for not taking action is very small. Again, all it does is it gives you the ability to stay in your comfort zone. So wanted to share that. I'm going to go make this call on this accountant. and hope for the best. And I'll be back shortly to share with you the outcome. My story, again, is that he's not going to be overly happy to see me, and that there really isn't an opportunity for business with this person because he never gave me business in the past when I was with a different company. So I'll talk to you soon.